Simon & Schuster Audio presents Leaving Berlin, a novel by Joseph Cannon. Read by Corey Brill.
One. Lützerplatz. They were still a few miles out when he heard the planes, a low, steady droning, coming closer, the way the bombers must have sounded, now loaded with food and sacks of coal. After Köpenick, he could make out their lights in the sky, dropping toward the dark city, one plane after another, every 30 seconds, they said, if that were possible, unloading, then taking off again, the lights now a line of vanishing dots, like tracer bullets. How does anyone sleep? You don't hear them after a while, Martin said. You get used to it. Maybe Martin had, new to Berlin. But what about the others, who remembered huddling in shelters every night, waiting to die, listening to the engine sounds? How near? The whining thrust as the nose was pulled up, free of the weight of its bombs, now floating somewhere overhead. So many planes, Alex said, almost to himself. How long can they keep it going? Die Luftbrücke, Berlin's lifeline now, with little parachutes of candy for the children, for the photographers. Not much longer, Martin said, certain. Think of the expense. And for what? They're trying to make two cities, two mayors, two police. But there's only one city.